Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Last session, we talked about the science of why any shifts we desire to see in parenting, in our children, it really starts with us. We are the change agents that we desire to see in our children. And we're going to go deeper today in really getting you to understand how this impacts our children. Okay. So we need to, in order to be the change agent we desire to see in our children, we need to first understand where we are at. Using accountability, which is, you know, a beautiful thing of why you're here in the Conscious Collective, the Conscious Mom Collective, and also assessment tools. So everyone here inside the collective will receive a free stress and well-being assessment. So after this, I'm going to do a post and you're going to be able to access this. Next week in our live group coaching call, we're going to go through this assessment, through the results together, and see where you're at and where you desire to be and what steps you can take to shift to get there. Okay. We're really going to understand how our emotions, this is the point of today, understand how our emotions and our thoughts are impacting us and impacting the way we show up for our children, and then also impacting what our children feed off of us, right? If it's something not like negative that is not supporting us or them to be their best selves, right? Versus something positive, renewing, revitalizing that is supporting both of us to be our best selves. And this is really the first part of the process to upgrading our baseline, right? So if you have if basically every time something happens, you react the same way without really consciously thinking about it, that is your baseline for this emotion, right? So how do we upgrade it? This is the work we're doing here today. And once you can start to upgrade yourself, you're going to see massive changes in your child as well. So this is what we're doing. We're downloading a new operating system, and it's a process. So you need to be patient with yourself, and it requires practice, right? But we're tapping into scientifically proven tools and processes to guide us through this process, to guide us through this upgrade. And like I've said, and if you need to go back and listen to the last call, to the last podcast, then go and listen to it. But this is impacting our children, and I'm going to give you specific examples at the end of this process as well. So I invite you to take a pen and paper. Just a blank sheet of paper is ideal. Maybe even just like a printer paper. Okay, so I'm going to do this process with you. What I want you to do, you're going to leave about an inch or two at the top, or actually around the entire border, but I want you to divide your page into like four quadrants. So make a line up and down the middle and on both directions of your page, right? And then put arrows at the end of each line. So there should be four arrows there for you. Okay. This at the very top of the arrow, we are going to write increased heart rate. Okay, this also represents your sympathetic nervous system. So write sympathetic. Okay, so if you look at fight or flight, our autonomic nervous system, the sympathetic is the rest and digest. Sorry, it's the fight or flight. The sympathetic is the fight or flight. At the very bottom, so that was written at the top, at the very bottom, you're going to write parasympathetic. Okay, and then I'm doing it with you. Okay, and you can also write lower heart rate. Okay, so if you're watching it here inside the conscious, the collective, this is what it looks like so far. Okay. The side-to-side arrows. So on the left side, we are going to write cortisol. And on the right side, we are going to write DHEA. The very, very top on the right, we are going to write renewing emotions. And at the top left, we are going to write depleting emotions. Okay. So again, as a visual, this is what you should have at this point. Probably going to be reversed, but you get that. Okay. So a line up and down, a line side to side with arrows on each end. At the very top, you should write heart increased heart rate, or sympathetic, lower heart rate, parasympathetic. The left pointing arrow is cortisol. The right pointing arrow is DHEA, the very top is renewing emotions, the very left is depleting emotions. So I want to talk about this, okay? So the line down the center represents your autonomic nervous system, okay? So up and down represents your autonomic nervous system. The side to side represents your hormonal response. And there's many hormones in our bodies, but these are the two that are specifically impacted through our emotions. Very important to note, okay? So the very top left is where we are feeling depleting emotions of high intensity. So I want you to write that down. What is it for you? I'm going to give you some ideas, but I want you to just go back to the last week, the last 30 days. What high depleting emotions have you experienced? Typically, it's things like anger, and I invite you to write that in that quadrant, and frustration. Okay. So you can see there, I wrote anger, frustration. Okay. Next, we're going to continue the depleting emotions, but the less obvious ones, the more subtle ones, the ones that add up and often have a very big draining impact on our lives over time. Okay, but are not so obvious to us. So, what would that be? Things like anxiety, annoyance, worry, guilt, maybe sadness, numbness, overwhelm, drama, right? And I want you to note some of these you may say, oh no, I experienced them like high intensity, then throw them up there, right? But this is typically what it is. So maybe drama, and when you're in the middle of it, it's like super intense and you have a lot of drama in your life. And so throw it up in the upper left quadrant, right? Maybe overwhelm feels like really intense for you at this moment, then throw it up there as well. Okay. So those are the ones that we want to pay attention to. Then we're going to tap into the right side, the renewing emotions, right? And those are things like gratitude, appreciation, right? And whatever else you can think of. Then we're going to tap into the upper right side and, you know, what high intensity renewing emotions do you feel? Could be things like excitement, passion, love, but passion and love can also be in the lower right quadrant, right? So it just depends on how they're felt. But this is really important. knowledge to have about ourselves. Okay, so we need to know what we are doing to ourselves in order to change it. For many, many years, I've tapped into various tools, various science, scientifically, can't say this word right now, proven tools, without going deep into the science. Just like, I just want the tool. Don't give me all the reasons why. And I just want to do it. However, once I leaned into the science behind it and actually understanding why it's impactful, it's actually when I was able to actually continuously be consistent with these tools and see the impact in my life. Right? So once we understand what we are doing to ourselves, it's easier and more tempting for us to desire to change it. So I want to show you here. I want you to take your pen that you wrote this with and put it on the line that's going side to side, right from right to left, that is representing your hormonal response, your cortisol and your DHEA. What I want you to understand about DHEA is that this is a vitality hormone, right? And I want you to tip your pen so that the top of it is facing the upper left quadrant into the frustration, the anger maybe. And then, so you can see as you're in this quadrant, your cortisol goes up, and it means your DHEA goes down. Your vitality hormone goes down, right? It directly impacts you. This is really powerful to understand, right? So now we can choose, am I going to stay in this anger and this frustration, or can I tap into these tools that I'm learning here? That other tools that have worked for me in the past to get myself at least back to neutral. There's a lot to be said about neutral because when we're on the depleting side, we're draining our inner battery. We're draining our resources, our inner resources, our inner capacity. We're stepping further away from being able to respond to our children or to different situations in our life and just like into automatic reaction. Okay? Is that what you want? If it's not what you want, then you need to take these tools seriously and to really leaning into the practice of it, okay? So don't mind me sipping on water here. I have, been fighting this cold and my throat's a bit dry, so drier than usual. So you can see how it's really impacting your life, and you can ask yourself a series of questions, which we're going to dive into in a moment, right? But being on the right side of the quadrant or the scale, whatever you want to call it, is positively impacting our lives. And again, it's not just the thought, it's the actual feeling of it, right? So ask yourself, where do you want to be more often? And something to note here, the upper right side is not necessarily the goal because that excitement and that passion and that love that is like high energy, it's also highly draining, right? So it's good to be there for sure, but to be there all day, you're going to be very exhausted at the end of the day. Excuse me, a different kind of exhausted, but nonetheless exhausted. And it taps into your capacity, your resiliency as well, right? So the goal is to be in that lower right quadrant or the neutral more of the time. And it's to increase the ratio in which you can be on the right side, but more so in the bottom right corner, because that's when you're really filling up your battery, recharging your battery, right? So that's what I have to say about this. So really look at this sheet of paper and ask yourself, be honest with yourself, where are you the majority of the time? And how are you feeling? If you feel very tired, very exhausted, you're probably on the lower right side most of the time, or sorry, the lower left side most of the time, or even, mixing anywhere on the left side, really. Okay. And you can have moments on the right side, but where's your ratio at? Is it a higher ratio on the right or is it a higher ratio on the left? right? Okay, so I want to take a moment here to remind you of things that we've talked about last week, and that our heart rhythms reflect our internal emotional state. When we are on the right side, we are experiencing coherent, smooth, even heart rhythms, right? So if you take your piece of paper and you turn it around, this is really the coherent part of it, right? When we are on the left side, we're experiencing things like what you see at the bottom there, an incoherent heart rhythm, right? And it varies depending on what you're experiencing. If it's worry or frustration or anger, it's more or less chaotic, but it impacts, right? It impacts our emotions, impacts our heart rhythms. Our heart rhythms impact our brain. It impacts our ability to tap into our smart thinking brain. It determines whether that smart thinking brain is online or offline, and it determines how we're able to respond in those moments, right? Those moments where, and we've all had them, where our children, you know, I just use this example because most people experience it. It's time to leave the house and they have a mental breakdown, right? Those moments where we're able to tap into compassion or to playfulness with your child, to get them out the door, to get them through this challenging moment, you're most likely, I'm going to have to guess, in the renewing side of it. Because if you're depleted, you're also not able to have that playfulness. You don't have the resources, the capacity to tap there. Your smart thinking brain is offline, right? Because your emotions are affecting your heart rhythm. Your heart rhythm is incoherent. Your smart thinking brain is offline and you can't tap there. Tap into those that playfulness and to be able to properly respond and support your child in that moment. So you also react and you say, you always do this or whatever. And the situation becomes worse, right? Versus those moments that you are able to do that. Okay. So I want you to ask yourself, if you are in the upper left quadrant, how are you showing up as a parent? If you're angry or frustrated, two very common emotions in that quadrant. There's more, but two very common. How are you showing up as a parent? How are you in control of your response? And just think of a moment that you felt angry or frustrated or whatever else emotion you personally wrote in there. And how were you able to show up as a parent? When you're in that lower left quadrant, how are you showing up as a parent? How are you able to respond? How's your capacity? How's your resiliency? How's your creativity? And the same, when you're in the lower right quadrant, when you feel gratitude, appreciation, love, compassion, how are you responding as a parent? How are you showing up as a parent? The two are drastically different. So my question to you is, how do you want to show up most of the time? And what are you going to do to get there? And if you're like, I don't know what to do, then pop this in the questions in the comments below. Show up on our call next week and ask me your questions and we're going to work through this, right? Looking at that stress and well-being assessment tool that we're going to do will give us so much insight on where to start to create the shift, right? And your baseline of where you're at and where you want to be. I want you to go back in each quadrant and think about how does it impact the way that you connect with your child. When you're in that anger and frustration, how does it impact the way you connect with your child? When you're in anxiety, annoyance, how does it impact the way you're able to connect with your child? When you're in compassion and appreciation, how are you connecting with your child? Again, like the two is just drastically different, even just saying it like right now, right? your ability to be curious, to be creative, to be able to address their need beneath their behavior, which we talked about in the last session. How does it impact this, being in the upper left quadrant and the frustration and the anger? How is your capacity to be able to be curious and creative and address the need behind your child's behavior? I'm going to say next to zero. Right? How about when you're feeling anxiety or annoyance or worry in the lower left? Pretty close to zero as well. What about when you're feeling compassion and appreciation and gratitude? Much easier to tap into that. So the story that I shared in the last session, I'm 99% sure I shared this story, where my daughter was not wanting to go to school. And I sat with her for, and this was right upon waking. Okay, we were still in bed, and I sat with her for a while, but I sat in the worry and the annoyance, okay, at first. And I was really and not in the present moment at all, like in the future, right? I'm like, oh, she's been sick for she was on vacation with me, on vacation with her dad, and she's been sick. She's literally had like 2 days of school in 3 weeks. Like, so that's the main reason she doesn't want to go to school today. But when so I was tapping into this and I was like, this is so damn annoying because today's Monday, I have to bring her to school today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and then she goes to see her dad, and then it's March break. So then the Monday after March break, I'm gonna have to deal with this all over again. And I was tapping into frustration and annoyance and worry and the future, really worrying about the future. And when I reminded myself, what's the need behind this behavior? And for me, my little trigger sentence now is like, baby crying in the crib, right? If she was a baby crying in the crib, how would I respond to her? And then I remind myself to have compassion for her. When I remind myself of these two triggers, and I use a specific technique to do this, but and I'm going to teach you this in the next session, but even for now, you can remind yourself, use it the quick coherence that we did at the beginning of this session, or even the heart focus breathing that I've taught you before. And you can lean into baby crying in the crib. How would I address this? Can I have more compassion for this baby crying in the crib than I am giving my 5 or 7 year old or 10 year old right now, however old your child is, right? And that allowed me to really tap into compassion, which is in the lower right quadrant, which is renewing, and it shifted my heart rhythm. Shifted the emotions I was feeling, shifted my heart rhythm, brought my smart thinking brain back online, right? And then I was able to respond differently to my child. And then just intuitively, I dealt with it differently, right? And within moments of doing that, it was less than 2 minutes, everything shifted. She was totally fine. I addressed her need. I made her feel understood. I made her feel respected. I made her feel like she mattered. I made her feel heard. And then she was able to tap into that's all she needed. Then the behavior essentially went away. We went upstairs, got ready. She brought it up. She took a little bit of time in her bedroom to get dressed. And then she brought it up once more, but not in like an annoying, crying, complaining way, just like, I don't want to go to school today. And that was it. It was just more of like a statement, right? And then she was able to shift. Too many times we focus on the behavior. When we shift and see what is the need underneath this behavior, everything can shift. But in order to be able to do that, we need to first, it starts with us being able to shift our emotions so we can shift our heart rhythms, so we can shift the coherence. And we can bring our thinking, smart thinking brain back online and respond differently and being able to meet their needs instead of focusing on the behavior. Okay? We talked about this. All right, so how can we make this happen? How can we really, really tap into doing this in a sustainable way, in a nourishing way? How do we change our behavior so we can change our children's behavior, essentially? So there's a study that's been done that shows that people that follow through, sorry. So there's a that's been done that people that follow through on behavior change, they have two things in place for them. One, they have an assessment tool, a certain that gives them a certain starting point, right? So what we're tapping into today, right now, with everyone inside the collective is the stress and well-being assessment tool. Okay. And then they have a coach or an accountability coach to support them to stay on track, which is what we have here inside the collective. It's one of the benefits that you have here, right? So the people that didn't have an assessment tool and an accountability person, they only create change to a certain point, and their success rate is 23%, right? And after that certain point, they just fall off the wagon. However, the people that have a measurement tool and that have the accountability, they do change their behavior and progress at 83%. So by being in this container, by following this process that I'm guiding you through over these next 8 weeks and beyond, you're tapping into that 83% success rate instead of the 23%, right? So this is what we're really diving into. So take advantage of these tools, take advantage of the assessment, do it. Jump on the call next week. Let's read it together. Let's figure out where you want to be, where you're at now, where you want to be, and how we can create that shift together, and where we can be accountable, and where you can be accountable for yourself, and how I can be accountable for you, and how we can be accountable for each other. Okay? If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote: "Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process, this is a journey, and I am here to guide you. One connection at a time." Every parent comes to me asking me to change their child's behavior. As you can see from today's episode and last week's episode, it is not the first step. One of the first steps is being the change agent that you desire to see in your parent-child relationship, and in fact, in your life, right? Today, we learned about how our emotions are impacting our physiology, and we tapped into deeper layers of self-awareness. If you desire to learn the scientifically proven tools and techniques that I actually went through at the beginning and at the end of this session that you don't have access to, but it is inside the Conscious Mom Collective, you can join us there. These tools will support you into positively impacting your physiology, give you extra energy boost, and support you in being able to be more patient, to respond to your child, to be calm, and to have your smart thinking brain back online and shift from meeting their needs to only focusing on changing their behavior, which is where the real magic happens, right? And you will also receive the accountability and the scientifically backed measurement tools to support you with this behavior change. Remember, people that have these two things in place, the measurement tools and the accountability, have an 83% success rate versus those who don't only have a 23%. You will also get full access to the previous training, which includes last week's training, which talked about basic science every parent needs to know to support their child to self-regulate. We talked about social coherence, incoherence, co-regulation versus self-regulation, the two important ways in which it impacts our parenting. Give you practical on-the-go techniques to use to self-regulate, neutralize your emotional reactions in the moment, reduce the impact of stress, and plug energy drains. All this plus weekly support inside the Facebook group and bi-weekly group coaching calls to support you through this behavior change, through bringing you to where you really desire, you're living a life that you truly desire instead of just getting by. The link to join us in the collective is in the show notes. If you have any questions, you can also find the links to my Instagram account in there. Come find me on there, ask me your questions, give me your comments, share with me how these episodes are impacting you. Thank you so much.